The views and opinions of KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio and Red Bluff Roundup Central this week. So good morning, everybody. Today, the 16th of April, yesterday being tax day.
Ooh.
And guess what?
You know, nothing like us getting filling our names out and getting it. You know, the Goins are our CPAs. If you guys are listening, you know, we love you. They've been our CPA since, you know, they do our corporate taxes because, of course, we have Free Fire Radio and then our personal. And what is it about signing our name and giving it to them yesterday, the day of tax day, and when we had months?
And the thing is it's not like we owed the government money. The government owes us money. So...
not much. Not like it used. What happened there, too? Because at one time, we'd be like, oh, that was a nice little... I mean, for us, you know, that was a nice little return. And then every year, even though our expenses increase and our business costs more money and payroll goes up, we get less and less. Now, what happened?
Well, part of it is that, well, let's just do our opening here before we get into the fact that the government is riding us and giving us, you know, I kind of feel like a bronc at the Red Bluff Roundup. All I'm feeling is somebody on my back and driving, you know, and spurring me along. Hey, it is, like I said, the 16th of April, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's in there with the National Day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
We have National Wear Your PJs to Work Day.
Oh, no.
And Eggs Benedict Day.
Oh, we'll take the second one.
Wear the first your pajamas one. To work day.
Remember, we have a friend.
I wish I knew about that before I read it.
Yeah.
No. We had a friend who's very East Coast conservative, you know. I just mean that, you know, I don't think the man owns a pair of jeans. He's a khaki guy, you know, and he's, and so one day he said with his daughter, let's just wear our pajamas and go to Rite Aid and get some, you know, thrifty ice cream. And they just went and they just giggled like it was the funnest thing to just go.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes, of course you do. We're not mentioning their name.
Oh my gosh. No.
But that for them was a really big deal. Now, you know, it seems to be, I can't ever in my life accept myself as a, like a just a normal thing to wear pajamas out in public. I mean, I do wear my robe a lot. I'll go out in the front yard. But I don't know. Or your PJs to work. I suppose if you want to make it a fun day and say wear your PJs to work and then we'll do a little fun lunch like popcorn or something like that, that might be fun. But I still want to know who does the national makeup the national day. Don't you, Carl?
I think there's a place you can just put them in there. I mean, we could have the national
bring your dog to work.
O'Barrell paint day, you know. So, hey, I'm sending you that email that Courtney sent to me.
Oh, wow. Here he comes.
Yep.
We love these Cowboys coming in. Of course, it's Red Bluff Roundup this weekend, folks, and all of the events leading up to that. But let's give you the weather. Today, 78 degrees. Beautiful, maybe 6 to 10 miles per hour of wind. Maybe tonight will be clear skies with around 51. Tomorrow 78 as well, and sunny on Thursday with 80. This weekend with Red Bluff Roundup, you don't have to worry about anything. It's Friday is 80, and Saturday will be 81. Sunday coming around, which is the closing day of Red Bluff Roundup, and of course both the rodeo and Saturday.
Red Bluff
Roundup, suckering sucker path. In the wound up, sunny will be Sunday
I'll
will
get
be
you
sunny.
A West Coast rabbit.
That's right.
Hey, here's the thing: is though, start thinking of this sunblock.
You know what happened?
Sunblock, and I'll tell you why. That skin cancer is the third largest. You know, people getting hurt by that.
Yesterday, I went outside in the sun, you know, in the backyard, and just kind of enjoyed, put like a towel so I didn't have like sun marks, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Because I knew I was going to get the farmer tan, if you know what I mean, if I kept that shirt on. So I put the towel, wrapped it around, and last night I got hives on my face, and I know that's because of the sun. So you have to be careful, because if you go with no sun, and all of a sudden you've had, yesterday was beautiful, and I think I was out there for 30 minutes, but still, 53 currently, and again, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793, the Kinney family, veteran-owned business, where they always give discounts, and they're such a wonderful business. Go on out there if you're having any kind of issues with your propane tank or anything. They're going to go the extra mile for you. Do I sound like I'm a bass today? Well, you know, when you wake up and you have your dog puked and you lost your earring, it just kind of makes for a kind of a havoc morning. So I'm not alone, and your taxes were yesterday. We're getting ready to go out to the Red Bluff Roundup. Tough enough to wear Think Pink luncheon today, and we're trying to figure out now that we've got our dog for, he's going on 3 weeks. How do we do? We can't take the dog. It's too hot in the car now. So we've put him in the crate only twice. The last time we put him in the crate was Saturday night when we did a veteran event for 3 hours, and he was good. And now we found a dog sitter that's going to come on Saturday and Sunday when we're at the Red Bluff Roundup. So we have 4 or 5 hours. But, you know, we're just trying to integrate, and that's what happens. I don't want to leave him alone in the house yet because for his sake, you know, we don't know what he's going to eat or chew on, just like this morning. I mean, you took him out and he puked. We don't really know what that was. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe it just is because.
But he waited till he was outside.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, he waited till he
went Buford outside. T-Bot, the Wonder Dog.
He was laying underneath the table right now. Okay, hey, the Radiant City Council is going to meet tonight. They're going to discuss a couple of things here. The council will be considering making a comments on the Reading Rancheria Casino Project's environmental impact statement. And that was issued a couple of weeks ago under the National Environmental Policy Act, the NEPA, to assess the environmental impacts of Reading Rancheria's proposed feeder trust and casino project. And they have accepted it, and there's 30 days that people can make comments on it. And on tonight, the council will consider authorizing the formal submission of comments made by then Mayor Julie Winters regarding the Rancheria's project's final environmental impact statement before. So I wonder if that's going to change at all. I think before they were not in favor. I think it'll be another 3-2 vote, as it has been. Julie Winters, Tanessa Audette, and Josh Munts, or Jack Munts. And I could be wrong about that. It could be, who knows, but I doubt it. Okay, they're also going to discuss an update to the downtown Reading parking program. Now, I sat through that whole presentation about the parking thing.
You did?
Yeah, down there at City Hall.
Some time ago,
not
right?
Not because I went down there specifically for that. I went down there for something else, but got to hear the whole enchilada. And let me tell you that they're changing things. They want to change some things, okay? Modifying certain areas of Oregon Street between Tehama and Yuba Streets from 2-hour parking zone to a 4-hour parking zone on both sides of Yuba Street from Oregon Street to Railroad Avenue, as well as changing the 2-hour parking zone to a free 30-minute parking zone. 12-minute parking zones on the east side of Oregon Street to the north of Placer Street to include 10 2-hour parking stalls and 5 free 30-minute parking stalls, as well as possibly adding a loading zone. So they're going to discuss that. And they're going to be tweaking this thing for, I'd say, the next couple of years. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got Red Bluff Roundup.
And Joy,
one of
I think
the
it's
major
Joy
people coming in.
Ferriot. He is the livestock director.
For the Red Bluff Roundup.
Now, you remember, we're going to hear numbers. We're going to hear staggering numbers about how much livestock comes through the Red Bluff Roundup and from all over the country and what that takes to be able to put on a rodeo. I cannot wait to hear this guy.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, locally owned, local board of directors. Four branches in our area, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding on California Street and Hartnell Avenue, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened about 17 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coach Master, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coach Master was established in Redding in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Redding for over 55 years. Coach Master has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, in the studios with me is Courtney Kreider from the Red Bluff Roundup. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And on the line, do we have Shane on the line? No, we do? No, we don't. Tell me what's going on. Hello? Tell me what's going on.
There's no answer.
Oh,
we'll get him.
Okay, so we'll let Courtney start calling him because he's probably getting calls this early in the morning going, who the heck is that? So Courtney's going to call him. Anyway, while she's doing that, and before we get started, the Tuesday night, there seemed to have been a little bit of tension there. Some words were shared at the Reading City Council. It looks, and this is over the Planning Commission, the City Planning Commission, and it started on around April 2nd, and it got kind of some more with, it got going with motions to remove the commission's chair, Aaron Hatch. Tanessa Audette, the mayor, and vice mayor, Julie Winter, there because they skipped over Mark Mazzano, said they were upset with the way the city's most recent general plan update, and by the way, this is an article from Dave Benda, and I'm quoting from this, thanks, Dave, especially with the way Aaron Hatch, chair of the commission, conducted himself. Winter said that she was concerned that Hatch accused Development Services Director Jeremy Pagan of withholding information deliberately, among other things, and it created a toxic environment. Okay. The word, when people use the term toxic environment, I just, you know, I throw up in my mouth because I've heard it so much. I'm sorry.
But one of those trigger words now?
You know, that's my trigger word. You know, I mean, and the word trigger words makes me throw up in my mouth too. But when I hear toxic environment, I go, oh, come on, come up with something better than that. Say, he was a jerk or something like that. Oh, it can be a toxic environment. Okay, let's put this one on hold because on the phone, we have with us
one of our three bullfighters.
Bullfighter Shane Jennings. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Where are you at right now?
I am almost Jackpot, Nevada.
Jackpot, Nevada.
On his way to Red Bluff.
On your way to Red Bluff. Shane, you sound like a normal guy. What got you? What? And this is what I usually start off with when I talk to the bullfighters.
A normal guy who tries to kill himself.
Yeah, that goes out and throws himself in front of 2 tons of bull. Shane, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a small town kid from Idaho that saves people on the weekends, I guess. Other than that, there's not really a lot to it. It's just the life I chose to live, I guess. It's awful.
Did you start out in rodeo as a youngster, raised on a ranch, or how'd that work?
Well, I grew up on a ranch and still run cows with my dad at home, but in high school I was wanting to be a football player, and I went to college for that for a year, and COVID kind of kicked me in the ass on that deal, so I came home from school, and my dad said, try fighting bulls, so one led thing to another, and here we are.
Your dad said, why don't you go fight bulls?
Yeah. Well, my dad did it for 25 years or something like that.
Okay, so. I got it now. So it's kind of a legacy. Sir. It's kind of a legacy in your home there.
Yep.
So tell us, how do you prepare for this, Shane?
Well, I work out a lot, do a lot of jogging, try to stay in shape as much as I can, and shoot, during the summer I'm rodeo after rodeo on the weekend, so just a lot of traveling and working out when I can and getting in front of as many bulls as I can to stay in shape. So
do you,
other than that, I just kind of get from rodeo to rodeo.
Do you ever watch films of the bulls? I mean, now that we've got the Cowboy Channel, running hundreds of rodeo performances, you get a chance to look at the bulls, different bulls maybe you haven't been in front of.
Yeah, and the Cowboy Channel helps out a lot with that. And I get to see bulls I've never seen before, but I kind of go into it with the mentality of every bull's going to run you over, so I kind of don't really look at that any differently, but I do watch a lot of film and kind of critique myself on moves I've made and steps I've taken kind of to prevent accidents or how I can make it better. It just depends on certain situations.
If you go back into the sport of rodeo 50, 60 years, you'll see that there was just a lot of times there was just one bullfighter out there. And then it went to two, and now it seems like we're seeing three at a lot of performances. Did you? Is that my imagination, or have you noticed that?
No, that's correct, yeah, because I remember, that was in the 90s, my dad telling me stories of him going to rodeos, and it was just him, and now he calls me a chicken, because, there's three of us now, and he always says that we're a bunch of babies, because back in the day, he just fought with one, so.
And your dad was two-time NFR, right, Shane?
Yeah, he went in 08 and 12 is when he went.
Okay.
Did you get to go with him?
I did. 2012, I spent the whole 10 days with him, and in 08, I just went a couple days when he was down there.
Well, so when he was fighting, it was just one, and no matter what, if he got run over or anything, back up again, because that was his job, is protect the Cowboys. Can you give us? I mean, your whole mission out there is to protect that rider. Is that
correct? Yeah. Yep. That is our job. We get paid to like standing on the street corner, waiting for a wreck to happen, and trying to prevent it as much as we can, and there's times where wrecks do happen and people get hurt because it's rodeo, but our job is to prevent as much as we can. So,
well, there's a little bit of a difference between standing on a corner and trying to prevent something, Shane. I mean, just in my observations, then throwing yourself between the truck and the pedestrian to take the hit. There's just a little bit of a difference there, son.
Slightly.
Yeah.
I'm curious, the bull riders and stuff, you guys, I mean, there's people that you work with that you just know have your back. What are those kind of conversations like? Do some of them ever talk to you beforehand and be like, hey, I'm really worried about this bull. Like, do you got me out there?
Yeah. Most of them guys have a lot of trust in us anyway, because some of these big rodeos like Red Bluff, and we wouldn't be there if they knew we weren't going to be throw ourselves in front of the bull for them. But
we
have situations where guys are like, he's mean, you better watch him. And that's when we're kind of really on our toes, and us other bullfighters communicate and really try to work out the best situation possible.
Hey, Shane, are there bulls then, obviously, that you've watched and you observed and you've been in front of that are just mean, that they will come at you?
Yeah, there's them bulls that are mean, and you can't really think about that because you just got to take the fight to them or they're going to run you over. So it's best to not really think about the mean ones and just take the fight to every bull, even though if you know one's gentle or one's mean, I try to look no different.
You know, what people don't realize is that, before the rodeo, they take all the bulls out, and the horses, but they take the bulls out into the arena, and they show them where the exit is. That doesn't always work, as we've learned in Reading, as one went over the fence one year. But to show them where to get out, and you'll see bulls when that ride is ended, either they dumped the rider or he's left the left the bull, they turn and they go straight for that exit. You kind of think of them as professionals that, boom, I do this and then, okay, I'm going back to the pen.
Yep, and that helps us out a lot, because they got brains just like we do, and they know when their job's done, they want to come. So the exit before the rodeo helps us out, helps the pickup men out, and just helps production along, smooth up the rodeo, the whole end of the rodeo.
Yeah.
So,
what kind of protective gear do y'all wear, if any?
Yeah, I just wear leg pants with pads in them, and I wear a big thick plastic vest and ankle braces and cleats, and not nothing too heavy because I kind of got to be light on my feet, but just pads, kind of almost like hockey gear and a vest.
Okay. Well, you need that.
Yep.
Has protective gear for the Cowboys, we've got the vest and a lot of them are wearing helmets when they're riding bulls. Has that lengthened the lifespan or the working span of a lot of the bull riders?
Yeah, the a lot of guys that have evolved to be wearing helmets now because you've seen a lot of bull riders with no teeth and faces messed up, so the helmets is a great idea, but they wear them some shaps, but that's not much protection on their legs or nothing, so That's why we wear a lot of pads so we can take the hit for them.
Hey, can we hold you on through a commercial and ask you a few more questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for it. They are the best. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, good people, locally owned, locally operated. I can't say enough about them. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And after this break, we'll come back with our bullfighter.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7:34 in the morning here on the 18th of April. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be like this for a week. Look at today, my friends, and it's going to be like this through next Wednesday. So if you're going to the Red Bluff Roundup, bring your sunscreen. You're going to be out there on it's tomorrow night, kicks off, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But on the line, we have Shane Jennings, who is a bullfighter, and not in the classic thing that you're thinking, Ernest Hemingway's Death in the Afternoon. In fact, that's probably not something we want to talk about, but fighting bulls and rodeo. So, Shane, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, Shane, one of the things about this on our show is that, you know, we stream the show everywhere, but we also archive it so you can, you know, talk to your parents and say, hey, just go to our website, and Courtney will help you out with that so they can hear you on the show, on hear you today.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, but this is, you just started in 2022.
Yes, sir. I think professionally this is my, going into my third year I've been fighting bulls.
Okay. And you've got, do you have somebody you partner up with a lot? Or, you know, somebody that, you know, going down the road with you that you work with?
Not really a partner, but I work with the majority of the year is Josh Garys, and he's another bullfighter at Red Bluff. And we'll go to Clovis and Stony Ford, and I'll spend a whole month with him before I go back home. So
okay.
I spend the majority of my time with Josh.
How many miles a year do you put on your truck?
Well, shoot, I have no idea. I've never even really added it up. Today I'm driving about 700, so
it adds up quick, huh? And then do you ever fly to rodeos?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This winter I flew to Vegas and Oklahoma City, and then I drove to Lexington, Kentucky for the American qualifiers, so put on some miles. Already this year so far.
I guess you did. What would you tell somebody that, you know, they said, you know, that looks like something that I'd like to do? What kind of background, what would you tell them?
Well, I'd tell them it's not for everybody, but if they got the stomach to stand out there and get ran over, then it's the job for them. But I guess they'd have to figure out for themselves if that's what they really want to do.
Well, your background was football, so you're used to full contact, and and in this and being, you know, what position did you play?
I played quarterback.
Okay, so you're quick on your feet,
yes,
and you have to make the decisions like that. So you're already used to moving around and avoiding people trying to level you. But so you had that. But as you see people, so if people wanted to get into this, one, they have to be athletic. Two, they've got to be able to be quick and be fearless. I mean, when it gets down to it.
Yep. Yeah. And football training helped me a lot coming into fighting bulls, and growing up on the ranch and just being around cattle and watching how cattle move and reacting to their movements has helped me a lot as well. Just sorting cows at home and every little detail like that kind of goes into it.
Well, you know, one of the scariest times that spectators have, and I'm sure for the cowboy and real happy with it, the rider, is when he gets hung up on the bull. And watching you all come in and attack that situation. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it kind of just depends on where the rider falls off, into his hand or away from his hand. And as a bullfighting team, we know one guy's going to try to grab the bull's head and get his attention, and the other guy's going to try to go for the tail of that bull rope and yank on that rope as quick as we can before that bull stomps on that bull rider's feet or to hook him or does anything kind of throw us off. So we just kind of attack that as a team, and we know going in that somebody's got to get that bull's attention and somebody's got to go for the bull rider.
Okay, because I've seen that several times, and the rider's trying to stay on his feet. Of course, you all are climbing on top of the bull. The bull's throwing everybody around. I mean, it is extremely exciting for people watching it. But having seen those situations and been down in there, that, you know, the amount of skill it takes to stay on your feet, yanking that rope, trying to get that guy loose is huge.
Yeah, and trying to get into the best position where you can save that cowboy and avoid the bull kicking you or hooking you at the same time. There's always that one little pocket where that bull's bucking where you try to get yourself into for the best shot to clean up the situation and get the cowboy out.
Okay. Do you have time for a personal life with all your travels and work you're doing?
Yeah, I do. I help my dad at home when I'm not rodeoing and hang out with friends at home, and I try to get on the river as much as I can and go boating, but right in the heat of the summer, it's usually just rodeo to rodeo, but that's a personal life. I think I got a lot of friends and family that goes down the road too, and I see them all the time as well, so.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, you know, thanks a lot for joining us today. I know that you're, you're on a 700-mile trip today. And thanks for joining us, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend and maybe meeting you back there. Thanks a lot again for joining us.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on, and I hope I get to see you guys this weekend at the rodeo.
Well, we're going to try.
Thank you, Shane. Drive safe.
Be safe.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Courtney, just, you talk to the different people that are involved in this thing, and I think that's the first, no, it's not, it's the second bullfighter. We had one that operated out of Red Bluff for a while, was a bullfighter, and that was when Grownie still had his.
Oh, Joe Baumgartner.
Yeah, maybe that was it. And it's like anything, you know what you're doing. You have confidence in yourself, but you're working with an animal that's
trying to gain that mutual respect.
Trying to keep somebody that's been jerked off hard, is laying there, or been maybe the, you know, he's been pulled off, he's been pulled forward, and the bull's hit him with his head, which is what Bodacious used to do. That almost ended Tough Hedeman's career when he smashed his face. To go into there, slapping the bull on the face, trying to get him turned away, it takes a certain person for that.
It does. And, you know, I love these guys for coming on, too, because they're all so humble about their work.
Aren't they?
I mean, I met up with Shane, actually, in the locker room of the American Rodeo in Arlington, Texas, this last year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just, you know, I'm thinking he's got to be pumping himself up or just there's all this going through his head. And he's just sitting there calm and you know, putting tape on kind of like the other riders do or something. But he's just taping up and he goes, I'm just going to go in and do my job and I'm looking out for my boys.
Well, that's
and
it.
And it was great.
I see this, though, in a lot of our rodeo contestants. Quiet. Yeah, it doesn't mean after the rodeo and they're down and they slap down a couple beers that they're all, I've got stories about the NFR of that, and I'm sure you do too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, it's different. But the thing is everyone I've met has been like that. Maybe it's because I'm older, but very polite, quiet guys. Doesn't mean that they're not really focused on what they do.
But, well, and like well, Shane
at,
was
look
saying,
at John and Lloyd yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
These are two stars. These are
legends,
two,
legends rodeo.
Of rodeo. Just really low key.
Mm-hmm. Yep, like, oh, I'm just any other person. But, and that's why I love it. Everybody there, too. And Shane's really earned his spot in the arena also with Red Bluff Roundup. So we've brought him on now since he had started.
Yeah, and it's his third year.
Yeah. And now, and I mean, we bring him back, and we do. We've got top stock in there, and so we know it's risky. But the guys that are willing to do it and also put the heart in it, and I think Lloyd talked a lot about that. That's what we'd rather, is someone with heart in there than anything else. So,
well, you know, like your pickup men, and Lloyd was one of the premier pickup men in the rodeo association, was people that put themselves right there. But it's such a balance. You've got to have the horse that you look, you know, for years to have. You've got to be there at the right balance that they can get the cowboy off at the same time. Mm-hmm. In the saddle bronc, you want to get that. You want to get the rope up so that horse doesn't trip on it. So you're seeing them taking the guy off at the same time they're reaching the rope. The other guy's taking the flank strap off. It's such a ballet right there.
So much talent. Speaking of the pickup man, too, we actually putting Red Bluff on the map, we've got Resistall that just got in last night, and they're doing a special deal with the pickup men and featuring them at our rodeo. So we're pretty excited about that.
Great. Hey, I'm here with Courtney Kreider, and we're talking Red Bluff Roundup, and it starts tomorrow. We come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about the things, not a little bit, but a lot. Oh, wait a minute. Alexandria? Is that who it is? Alexandria. Hello? Hello? Alexandria?
Actually, looks like she just dropped.
Oh. Yes, I didn't see
I
that.
I hope she will come back.
Oh, yeah. Is she calling in with a question?
I hope so. Call back after the break here, Alexander. 530-605-4567. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. And this whole week is Red Bluff Roundup. And as you've noticed that, and this is our last interviews for this week, for this. It starts tomorrow. We've given away tickets. We don't have any more to give away. Thanks so much for people listening and calling in for those tickets. The next big rodeo event, of course, is next month with the Reading Rodeo. Both of these rodeos, and I'm here with Courtney Kreider, who is not only one of their people, media people, and publicity people at the Roundup, but also writes for Sports Illustrated, the rodeo.
Yeah, it's part. I love the Western world. It's just welcoming me with open arms, and now to be able to do it for a living is just, I feel blessed.
Well, you know, Red Bluff is an early rodeo, as is Reading Rodeo, and they're part of that six-pack rodeo, which was started decades ago to be able to get the contestants coming out here. So there's not just one; there's like four or five different rodeos that they can participate in. But the Red Bluff Roundup, what, the largest three-day rodeo?
Largest three-day rodeo in the country, in the world, is our claim to fame.
If it's in the country and it's rodeo, it's the world, too. I mean,
hey, we can't exclude Canada.
Right. Canada has lots of rodeos. In fact, you'll see a lot of Canadian cowboys in our national finals.
Oh, yeah.
Australians,
Brazilians. That was cool, where they do the Canadian national anthem along with ours to make them feel included and stuff. And I, every night at NFR, I'm like, well, I've watched it, but just to experience that.
Yeah.
And then everybody is just so pumped about being there on one common ground was really cool.
Well, John Growney, who was our guest yesterday, and John's been on our show so many times, one of the things he said was that there was a time when the Bulls were so good, they were just, the Cowboys couldn't keep up with it. And that was for maybe 4 or 5 years here because of the breeding these bulls have. And he says, that bull goes into the chute the first time, comes down the alley, into the chute the first time, and he looks out there. He says, you can look at that bull. He knows what he's there for.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt. And they were just hammering the Cowboys. And that's when you started seeing some of our Brazilians, Argentinians, well, Brazilians especially, Australians coming in, and he said,
"Ty Hamilton, fun to watch."
They started coming in and raising the bar too. But now it appears, and it's true that our Cowboys kind of started catching up again.
Mm-hmm. I think so, and I am every year I'm excited about Roundup, but there's something about this year. It just feels everything's flowing. We have some really great athletes coming in. We've got the Wright brothers that are just pumped. Well, other than Stetson, he's still out.
Stetson was injured in the NFR last year.
Right.
And then, well, before that, I think.
But yeah, he had qualified in, and then
he couldn't even ride in the last part of it. So you know he had to be hurting bad. He tried.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
He's coming back. He's like.
So is he still Austin from last year?
Yes.
Oh, he is.
His goal is Reno Rodeo.
Okay. What did he do? Was it a knee? Was it a groin thing? Or?
It was a couple. I'd have to look. I remember, honestly, including it in an article. And well, there are a lot of injuries in rodeo.
If you don't follow rodeo, that probably that name doesn't really click with you. But this young man has won, I don't know, 3 or 4 national titles. You know, best all around. But and with the money in there, he's won close to $1 million for 2 years in a row, at least. And then he got injured. And this is the thing about rodeo. If you're a pro football player or baseball or basketball, you get injured, you still get paid.
Yeah, you're still in contract.
You're still in a contract. You're a cowboy, you get injured, and your paydays stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for him, he's got endorsements and, of course, all those things. But still, if you're just the average cowboy driving down the road, your money stops then.
Yep. And you're rated off of your earnings too, so then it hurts you even more. Yeah, it's quite the game.
It is. So, okay.
But speaking of $1 million cowboys too,
yes.
We talked about it just off, but I do want to tell everyone because I know our everyone local loves to come watch him. But RC Lanningham, our $1 million cowboy, he is up this Sunday, and he has drawn Virgil, the horse we have been talking about all week.
Now, tell people how RC won that $1 million. And, I mean, this was, he got $1 million check.
Yeah.
And this was in the American Rodeo?
So this was it's the Triple Crown is what they call it. And so he had to qualify for 3 of these rodeos. It wasn't the American, actually, that RC got his from.
Right.
Different circuit, but another opportunity to just really step up.
You had to compete, and you had to place.
Yeah, still had each of the three rounds. Yeah,
right. And then he won.
Yeah.
And he's a local boy, Hat Creek boy.
And I mean, and that was a life-changing number, I know, for him and his family.
$1 million. That's what the check said. And if you meet this guy, you never know it.
There's a documentary on RC because he actually he had lost his mom too prior, and he's really close with her with rodeo. And but he just talks about that, talks about the family life with it, talks about the $1 million. And if you look it up on YouTube, I'm trying to think who did it, but it's
you can find it. And so you've got all this money that's been being added to it because rodeo has just become bigger and bigger every year. Over 700 PRCA events. That doesn't count as we mentioned the college rodeos, the high school rodeos, jackpots. Roping, team roping is absolutely huge, and nobody's really heard that, but it pays more money than the NFR does. And
we've got someone out with a team roping journal actually covering
the
Red Bluff Roundup. But
yeah, I mean it's rodeo's gotten big because people want to kind of go back to that kind of feeling, I believe.
Yeah, we love it. I mean, we sold out Saturday. I believe it was a record day. I haven't quite confirmed that, but usually we sell it about a week before. We sold out 2 weeks before this time. And then just yesterday, we're sold out of most of the seating actually on Sunday and Friday as well. We only have a few together in the main grandstands.
Do we have our passes?
I don't know, Carl. Well, yes.
Do we have them?
You are special guest media.
Did you give them to us already?
You have.
Okay,
we'll let you in the door.
Okay. I thought, hey, look, we get special parking. No, not really, but at least at least we can find the truck afterwards.
Hey, but you've got me with the golf cart. Come pick you up.
That's true. That's true. And okay, everybody, it starts tomorrow. We've if you get a chance, if there's still tickets left, Red Bluff Roundup, largest. It is the largest 3-day rodeo in America and the world. They have a lot of added money. They've got wild horse races. They've got bikini races. They've got the
those were over last night. Sorry,
Carl. Did I miss those?
You did.
Okay.
You could have entered. But
they do have the what's the one with the bull riders? The when they dress up?
Oh, so that's actually our saddle bronc riders or bareback. That is the wild ride. And we have some really fun costume surprises for this year.
When does that happen?
And that's Sunday.
That's
the last event of the rodeo.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen people coming out, totally covered in you can't even see their face. They don't last very long on the ride, but they sure are. It's sure exciting. So, okay, Courtney. Well, thanks a lot for being with us and helping us set all this up this week. And when we come back from our news break, we've got Randall Hempling with us. And Randall Hempling used to be CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's a former Marine, but he's also had a varied life, and it's cool. He's also big in the partnership health plan, and there's been a lot of decisions made lately that is going to have an impact on many people's health care here in the North State. And so I think you're really going to like listening to what he has to say. We'll take a break now, and we'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Those demonstrations are posing a fresh challenge for President Biden.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
TikTok racing for a legal challenge to a U.S. law that would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban in the U.S.
U.S. media had been reporting that TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, was exploring options to sell the app without the algorithm that powers it. In response, ByteDance said, "Foreign media reports of ByteDance selling TikTok are not true. This makes a ban of the short video app in the U.S. all but likely."
And that's the BBC Sirinjaya Tiwari. It's estimated TikTok has close to 150 million users in the U.S. A closely watched inflation barometer rose more than expected year over year last month. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index up 2.7% last month from 1 year ago. And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 121 points. The Nasdaq ahead 337 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
Phase two of India's parliamentary elections underway, with observers closely watching the southwestern coastal state of Kerala, one of the country's most highly developed regions.
89 constituencies across some 13 states will go to the polls in the second phase. All eyes are on the southern state of Kerala, where all 20 seats will vote. It's the only province ruled by the left parties and a part of the country in which the ruling BJP has so far been unable to make inroads. Both the ruling BJP and the opposition Congress have raised allegations against each other of causing division on the basis of religion, language and region.
The BBC's Nikhil Ilinda says close to 1 billion people are eligible to vote in the Indian elections. The French ambassador to Manila says her country and the Philippines will start talks next month on a proposed defense pact that would allow troops from each country to hold exercises in the other's territory. News and analysis, townhall.com. Tennessee lawmakers vote to rein in transgenderism.
Tennessee has given its final approval on legislation criminalizing adults who help minors receive transgender treatments without parental consent. Thursday's action clears the way for the first-in-the-nation proposal to be sent to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. The bill mirrors almost the same language from an anti-abortion trafficking proposal Tennessee Republican lawmakers approved just a day prior. In that version, supporters are hoping to stop adults from helping young people obtain abortions without permission from their parents or guardians. Keith Peters reporting.
America's poultry producers will have to reduce salmonella bacteria in certain chicken products to very low levels to prevent food poisoning. That's according to a new Department of Agriculture rule. Salmonella poisoning is estimated to affect in excess of 1.3 million people each year in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Guests and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl and Linda Botts. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:05 a.m. on the 18th of April. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's in there, and it's National Education and Exercise Day. I will exercise my right not to run down the road for 3 miles. Good morning.
Good morning. But you should, with Buford, you have to be in shape.
Well, Buford and I tell you what. Buford and I go on 2 walks a day, one in the morning at 5:30, which he tried to kill me today, and then the one in the evening where he is, you know, much more mellow. But I never realized that Buford, you put a cat in front of him that takes off, that Buford's going to chase it like probably most dogs would, like maybe all dogs. And I didn't realize how strong a 54-pound dog is when it hits the end of that leash. And I'm sitting there, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go in and get a little coffee. Boom! Okay, Buford, I'm ready now. And then, he acted like he was sorry if you ripped my thumbnail off. So, okay, enough of that. Let's talk weather. I can tell you that today's weather is going to be beautiful. It's going to be about 79. It's going to be sunny. Now, my friends, instead of telling you what it's going to be like every day, it's going to be like this every day through next Wednesday. That's right. Maybe partly cloudy at times, but it's going to be sunny. It's going to be in the 50s, mid-50s, maybe the high 40s. It's going to be in the high 70s, low 80s for the whole week. It's going to be beautiful out there. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They are good people down there. It's the Kinney family. They've been running this business for 25 years. And I can tell you, they are people of integrity and good judgment. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I heartily recommend Shasta Gas Propane. Somebody else I heartily recommend is my guest today, Randall Hemplin.
Good morning.
How you doing? Look at this. You've got Tough Enough to Wear Pink T-shirt on. It's at New Mexico State University Aggies.
Yeah, they have that's where they really started the team roping down there and did it. They've been doing the Tough Enough to Go Pink for years.
That's where my daughter went to school.
Yeah, that's a good place.
My granddaughter.
Yeah, that's where I lived in Las Cruces before I came.
Oh, yeah. She just graduated. In fact, she graduates next month, and then she's off to get her master's over in Arizona State.
Good.
And my grandson is starting there next year at New Mexico State, being an Aggie.
Yeah, it's a good town. It really is a nice country. It reminds you of Redding, but with just no green.
Yeah. No green.
No green. Yeah, it sits, sits on a high desert out there.
It does. Yeah, Las Cruces is a nice place.
It is.
Yeah. Randall, for people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I came here in 2009 to be the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did that for 5 years. You recall the hospital was bankrupt in not in good shape.
Yeah, we're going to and have,
but wonderful people working there, just wonderful, that were so loyal and went along with what we were trying to do. And obviously we turned it around, made it a top 100 hospital and those things. Then I retired in 14, but before I retired, I worked with a lot of other people around here to bring Partnership Health Plan into the area to manage our Medi-Cal programs. The state was requiring that everybody that was on Medi-Cal would have to go into a managed care program, which was a good idea. Now, people say, oh, managed care, I don't like it. What was happening with Medi-Cal up here, it was piecemeal, episodic. People were not getting any kind of continuing care. It was expensive, and the doctors weren't taking the plan, so it was kind of, you know, didn't make you never sweat, you paid if the doctors weren't going to accept Medi-Cal, and a lot of the providers, other providers would not either. So we worked to bring Partnership in, which had been in existence for almost 20 years in the Bay Area. They had 10, they had 7 counties down there, and we brought it into 7 more up here. Shasta County was the linchpin, mm-hmm. and it's called a county organized health system. And what happens with that is we get the money from the state, and then we provide it by contract to the various people around. We manage it. And the important part of that is that when Blue Cross or Anthem or Centene are running it, they take 15% off the top, which is what they're allowed, and we are allowed the same, but we only use between 4 and 5%, so that there's an extra 10% bump that we are able then to pay in rates and guarantee services. And by that, we've pretty well guaranteed that services are available throughout the North State. Doctors, most all doctors, include specialists, and all hospitals and clinics are contracted with Partnership. Not because we pay a lot of money, but because we work very well with them. We do pay them. We coordinate the care.
But you pay more than other.
We pay more than any other managed care plan in the state. We pay 30% more than the others, primarily because of our efficiencies.
Right.
Not because we'd like to pay more, but we can't. And we have to keep in mind, we have to take care and provide for 900,000 people. 60,000+ of them reside right here in Shasta County, mm-hmm. and get their care through us. We just added 10 more counties, so now we're 24 counties. And that's, just think of it, everything north of I-80 pretty much is part of Partnership now, and that just opened up, and we've gotten contracts with everybody, and with a singular exception that we'll go into here in a minute.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right after the break.
Yeah.
So these partnerships you have, it enables people to have their health care paid for.
Yeah.
Via Partnership Health
and managed.
And managed.
What that means is that you, as an individual, let's say you go to your primary care physician and they discover that you may have some special needs. So you need tests, and we get you over to where you can get your tests. And if you can't get there, because keep in mind, these are people that don't have the wherewithal for a lot of things, much less a car. We provide transportation to wherever they need that care. And then we have a case manager who manages and monitors them throughout the care. Let's say you go to the emergency room. You need follow-up care. So we will assign you to a primary care physician and make that appointment for you so you can then go in and get your care. And then we will follow up with that. All the way through, everything from cancer care to childbirth is fairly well managed, and it's working well.
Well, it sounds, is this a cradle to grave?
We do not offer burial services, so no.
Well, I meant cradle, from baby to you're just,
yeah,
you know,
say, yeah, yeah.
To you get, yeah, check we, off the net.
Yeah, I knew what you meant, but yeah. I couldn't you pass the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but it's still early in the year. You might get into that. Costco is selling.
Well, we might. So here's the deal. With that money that we have left there, we can do extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. We do things here. For instance, we've provided almost 300 new doctors and nurse practitioners in this whole area because we have the ability to offer recruitment packages through the various providers that other places don't do.
And Mike, you recruit people too. Huh?
We don't recruit. In fact, we thought several years ago thought about, oh, let's hire a recruiter. And I was one of them that said, no, everybody's got a recruiter. A hospital's got a recruiter. Yeah, yeah. Clinics have got a recruiter. No, let's ask those recruiters, what is it that they specifically need for a given individual? Let's say it's a doctor and his wife needs to find a job. Well, we'll help her find a job. Maybe they need $10,000 in relocation money. Right. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
So we add the extras and the things that make it a solid recruitment.
Force multiplier.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's a force multiplier. Yeah. But I need this. Well, we're able to do that for you. We can help you move. We can help you find a house. All those things.
We provide a lot of retrofitting for a lot of the clinics around in the rural clinics.
Uh-huh.
Some didn't have ramps. Some didn't have special doorways. We were able to do that with the money that we saved because we're so efficient. And by the way, that efficiency, here's how much that efficiency amounts to. Up till this last year, our budget was $2.5 billion. So if you think about that, if we're saving 10%, mm-hmm. that's $250 million a year. Well, now we're in 24 counties. Our budget is now $4.25 billion. So with that savings, that 10% savings, it's going to be almost $400 million a year that we're able to then use to enhance what we pay, which we do, and then do some of these special projects.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of it. You can hear it in my voice, I hope.
Well, yeah. But you and I've talked about this several times, but this just seems like you've taken another huge step forward.
Yep.
Now, we do have to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started her business back in 1993. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans ever since. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive now. With all the craziness with the insurance, people getting their policies canceled, not renewed, Judy is an expert when it comes to obtaining insurance for your home and your family. Retirement plans with the cost of gas, with inflation and all that. Maybe you need a second look. Well, for a free review and evaluation, an analysis of what you have, and maybe there's other ways that could be better for you and your family, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. This is free. She's offering this to help people make sure that their money doesn't run out before they do, if that makes sense. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April 9th is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Pepper Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in Overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in Overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DDJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at the river.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, if you're thinking, but we were just talking about this, but you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, then Redden Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredden.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You drive a hybrid.
I drive a plug-in hybrid.
A plug-in hybrid.
Yeah.
Which plugs into your regular...
Yeah, I plug it in at home, the regular 110, and it uses up about as much electricity as a 100-watt bulb. And gets, on a full load, it'll go 33 miles with electric only, which is all my around town stuff.
Yeah, you use it for around town. And then if you do have to go someplace, then the gas engine kicks in.
Yeah, I told you a story. I only have a 10-gallon tank.
Yeah.
So that gets me about 280 miles. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to worry about plugging it in. I can just...
No, but then you can put gas in it.
Yeah, I put regular gas in it and make it go. So it's all-wheel drive. I mean, it does... I think I got the best of all the worlds right now.
Yeah.
In a vehicle.
Wow. Okay. It is good.
Yeah.
We're here with Randall Hempling, who is... What's your position in Partnership Health Plan?
I'm the chairman. I've been chairman, mm-hmm. But I'm a commissioner named by the county.
Okay.
All of the counties get to name a certain number of commissioners. Here it's been four commissioners because we had so many clients when we only had 14 counties. Now we're going to go down to three commissioners going forward because, you know, with 24 counties, you can't have, you know, 70-member board or 60-member board. Mm-hmm. It's going to be about 40, which is a good size, and we break into subcommittees and these types of things. But I've been on the executive committee or the finance committee almost since day one, and that's seven people. And we meet every month and go through all the details.
Is this a paid position?
Oh, I get a $100 stipend for every meeting that I attend.
That's what I thought. It's a good thing. It's a good thing you got a hybrid car.
Actually, for the full board meetings, I get 150. So that's I got a raise last year.
So you're not doing this for the money, because there's commissions out there. I think even state appointed commissions. These guys are making buku bucks.
No, we're named by the counties and we're responsible counties. And by the way, Dean Germano has been on for the last 6 years with me or seven, and he in 2 years he will be chairman.
Now. Didn't Dean just take over something? Oh, he's on the McConnell.
He's on the McConnell board. Yeah, but he's probably the most fully invested person in healthcare in this community that I've ever known.
Yeah.
And really cares about it. He cares most about the clients, the people that we take care of. And that's my position and the others as well.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, Partnership Health Plan has got a, has just expanded into 24 counties.
Yeah.
Their budget has expanded to $4.2 billion. They charge anywhere from 10%. That's your overhead.
No, our overhead
is 4%.
We're allowed 15%.
Right. That's what it is.
What we do is we use what we need to use, and this last year it's 4.6%, and it's never been over 5. It may go up. It's probably going to go up this next year because of the expansion, because we had to front load a lot of expenses into that.
But mainly about 5%, where the other health plans can take up to 15%.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a 10% savings. So that comes out to the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, and those monies, unlike the Anthems and the Centenes, that difference in efficiency does not go to stockholders. It does not go to pay huge salaries. It goes, we plow it right back into the system and in the various ways that I've talked about, like helping with recruitment.
Now, everybody signed up for this except...
Okay,
talk about this. This is pretty big for North State, so pay attention here.
This has not happened before. We have, as of April 1st, we are no longer contracted with Dignity. And Dignity has several hospitals in our area, primarily here. It's got Mount Shasta and Mercy that we're most familiar with, and St. Elizabeth down in Tehama County. And Tehama just added into us. And then we have Sierra Nevada Hospital. The counties where we have contracts with them are Yolo, Tehama, Siskiyou, Shasta, and Nevada counties. And the number of people that are impacted with that is about 32,000 people.
32,000 people? And they just lose their health care?
No.
Okay.
Here's the main thing I want to get across. No one is losing their health care. You can still access. You can go to Dignity. You can go to the emergency rooms. No one is going to be denied. And everybody is guaranteed their continuum of care. And what that means is if you're in cancer treatment, you're about to have a baby, postpartum care, all of these things will continue, and that's by contract, and they have to do it, and we're going to provide it anyway. The issue is, as it always is money, and there are some real misunderstandings among people. They think that we canceled the contract. No, we didn't. The contract ended. We had to notify everybody on March 1st, all of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
We had to notify them that it was about to end on April 1st. It did end on April 1st, and then we sent out the letters that they've received now. As of May 1st, individuals will be reassigned to different providers, which means that they'll have a provider, and they'll have a choice of providers that they can go to. But it really
none of them linked, though, to the Dignity?
Not at present, no. They would not be linked.
Now, Dignity is a nonprofit.
Yeah, well, that means that they don't pay taxes.
Yeah, and they're owned by a...
They're owned by Common Spirit. Well, Dignity is part of what's called Common Spirit. This was a merger of two large Catholic systems a few years ago, and they're headquartered in Chicago. And all the negotiations, by the way, are coming from people out of Chicago. So everything I say about Dignity is not reflective upon any of the people here. Todd Smith's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. Runs a great hospital. All of their hospitals are fine places. Go get care. And this has nothing to do with them. They are not involved in these negotiations at all.
But what it's going to do is take 30,000 people out of their health care system.
Could. Yeah. But keep in mind, we don't, it's not like we pay great money. But it's going to affect everybody. And it's what they don't understand. Or maybe they do understand, but they don't care. And this is, I'm talking about Common Spirit now, not Mercy and Dignity.
Right.
Is that there are so many more monies that they're going to lose out on for not being contracted. There's a thing that's called hospital direct payments. And what this is, it used to be called uncompensated care monies. What happens is, if you're a hospital and you get a lot of Medi-Cal, people coming in, that we don't pay the full, we can't. We don't pay your full rates, can't do it, but we pay more than everybody else, but that's, that's like if it costs a dollar and somebody's paying you 30 cents and we pay you 60 cents, well, that's still, you're not making your dollar. But that difference has been made up over the years by the federal government in what's called uncompensated care. And they get a check, and that check falls 2 years after, because it's they adjudicate it, and then they send them a check. Well, if they're not contracted right now, they don't get that check in 2 years. It really affects them. There's also a thing called the MCO tax, mm-hmm. which you and I will have a chance to vote on this year. And people are going to go, oh, it's another tax. No, it's not. It's what has happened over the years, and we've gotten this approved with the feds, and has to be redone every 2 years, but we're trying to make it permanent now, is for-profit hospitals like Shasta Regional. Mm-hmm. For years, I had to sign a check for up to $2 million that goes in for this. It's taken to the feds and matched for more Medicaid or Medi-Cal monies. Mm-hmm. And the other hospitals, the not-for-profit hospitals, actually got big checks. I used to joke, why don't I just write a $2 million check and take it over and hand it to Todd? You know, just give it to him over there, because that's where the money would go. But that was to make up for this uncompensated care. So this year on the ballot is going to be a deal to make that permanent, so that the hospitals are always taxed, and it all flows back and it goes up to the feds and gets matched. It's not when people think of it, it's not really a tax.
You're just
but
paying
it has to
front.
Be called. Yeah, it's already being paid.
Yeah.
It's not something new. We just want to make it permanent so that we don't have to go through this every 2 years.
So you pay your $2 million 2 years later. Is it 2 years?
Yeah, you get
2 years later. You get $4 million back.
Yeah, in effect.
Yeah.
In effect, you do. No. Well, the Shasta Regional doesn't. They don't get the money back.
Oh, they don't get the money back. But yeah, the nonprofits get
the money. Yeah.
Okay. We need to take a break here, and just let me mention that. Nonprofits, because they're affiliated with the church. Is that the idea?
Well, yeah, well, it's that they don't. Well, they're not nonprofit. There are a lot of nonprofits in this community that are not
affiliated with church.
Not affiliated with church. You don't have to be, but churches generally are.
Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's a locally owned, locally run business, a veteran-owned business. They've been there since 1960. That's how long Cypress Square Barbershop's been around. Yeah. I've never had a bad haircut there. Really good people. Can't say enough about them. I work on appointment. In fact, I'm going to call them today and set up an appointment so I can get my haircut. 530-244-9478. Or you can stop by. They got an opening. You're going to get a great haircut. My friends, it's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Join us on May 1st for an event with Protect Kids California featuring Aaron Friday and Chloe Cole. Friday will discuss the pitfalls of transgender ideology, emphasizing parental rights and child well-being. Cole will share advice for supporting children with gender identity issues. Attendees will watch gender transformation and learn about transgender movement facts, communication strategies, legal rights in California, and raising awareness. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Text M4L to 530-285-3665 for event details. Snacks and soda provided.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. rapid turnaround time, and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio with Carl Lindbach. And Linda's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, we're talking about workers' compensation here. You know, a work injury can be life-changing for you and your family. The employer wants you to get back to work. You want to get back to work. Your spouse wants you to get back to work. But you're getting held up because of insurance reasons, medical reasons, whatever. You need the voice of sanity and reason, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to other people. He cares about his clients, and I tell you what, this guy's a pit bull when it comes to fighting for his clients. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Speaking of little pit bulls, the pocket pit bull I have in front of me, Randall Hempling. You are. I mean,
yeah, I fight dirty.
Anybody that rides his Harley across the United States twice without a windshield or just a little windscreen twice is, you know, the fact that you still have ears and nose and eyebrows.
I have the face to prove it. Yeah.
Anyway, but he's also on the board, an executive board of the Partnership Health Plan for the Northern Region up here in
actually for the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing.
But we do have 24, you know, there's only, what, 56 counties in the state, yeah, and we have 24 of them.
24 of them, yeah, are up here in
almost
our
rural
region, a $4.2 billion budget. They, you know, they take about 5%, where other ones can take up to 15% to run this plan, which means hundreds of millions of dollars are back into the Partnership Health Plan,
yeah,
to help their, to help the people that need it with their medical care. Well, the big news is that, Dignity, Mercy, and the company, not them specifically here.
Yeah, the Common Spirit out
Common
of Chicago.
Common Spirit out of Chicago has not signed a contract.
Yeah, and they're
because they wanted how much more?
They wanted an 84 to 91% increase in rates. Now,
well, good luck.
Our rates are in many ways dictated by the state, and they're kind of angry with us now because we do pay 30% more than other places, and they're liable to start lowering what we get because we haven't been generous. We've been fair as best we can with the monies that we have that come from the state. All of these monies are designed to take care of 900,000 people. What Dignity is demanding is virtually all of our reserves and would guarantee our bankruptcy 3 years from now, simply because we can't we can't do this. We'd have to, the only way for us to do this is to take it away from the other hospitals and the clinics.
Is that what they want?
No, they don't want us to fail. They don't want to take things away from other people, but that's the result of what they're asking.
But when you tell them that, well, yeah, we can give you this. We'll be bankrupt and all of this work we've done.
They don't care. And
they don't care.
Well, and they don't understand. What they are, they're a bunch of negotiating people out of Chicago, and they deal not just here in California, but in other states as well. And I've been on these sides of rate negotiations, and it's a tough deal, but you have to, in any negotiation, you have to understand the issues that the other player has. You got to know what their needs are. And we've tried to explain, we have to take care of a huge area and a lot of people, and we can't give all the money to you. Keep in mind, we have a contract with Sutter. Sutter's a premier not-for-profit operation providing good care, and we've contracted with them at fair rates. I mean, fair, you know, as fair as they can be for a Medi-Cal based health plan, but their demands are just a little bit too high. I'll give you an example of one demand they have. We provide a quality improvement program, which is a bonus. We do this with the extra monies that we have from our savings and administrative costs. If you're a hospital or clinic, we will set certain goals, easily achievable goals, or we believe, of quality. And when you match those, we will give you some money. And it's usually a pretty good chunk of money. Well, they haven't always met those. Not everybody meets them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the contract, they wanted those monies guaranteed. They wanted it guaranteed that we would pay them the quality monies.
Even if they didn't meet the requirements.
Now, to their credit, they finally realized the lack of sense of that, and they pulled that demand back. But they've made that demand before, and we just, you know, we're not going to do it. Quality means quality, and we're not going to pull back on that kind of. And we want to reward quality because it makes it better for everybody, particularly the client.
Well, let me just mention this. Salaries.
I've got to
mention this. Okay, now see this wherever the place is in Chicago again.
It's Common Spirit.
Common Spirit. Thank you. I'll write that one down. Out of Chicago, they're negotiating for us for a partnership health plan. You've got Mercy Dignity right here that has got nothing to do with them.
Except
they're the bosses of them because they come under their umbrella. How much money would it be the CEO of Common Spirit? Yeah, the CEO.
Okay, so Lloyd Dean used to be the head of Dignity, and before that, Catholic Healthcare West.
Mm-hmm.
And his salary would run, $8 million, $7 to $10 million a year. Then he went to Chicago, and it was still $10 million. And then last year he retired, and his last year's salary was $33 million. And they were listed as one of the top 15 most highly paid not-for-profit or of anybody in healthcare.
300% raise from $11 million to $33 million.
Yeah, but it's been that way. And keep in mind, not-for-profit simply means you don't pay taxes. That's it. There is no difference between a not-for-profit and a for-profit hospital.
None.
In terms of the requirements that they have to meet for Joint Commission or
except
quality.
Except they don't have to pay the millions in taxes.
They don't pay taxes.
But as I told you that I had Economics 101, I still remember her. I remember even the clothes she wore, a tall, thin lady wearing a green suit. It was not even really green. It was kind of a mustard yellow green type. She said, working for a nonprofit, and when you think of nonprofit, don't think there's no money. It just means that they don't pay taxes. And if they make money, if they're very successful in bringing in money, they've got to do something with it. And what do? They pay their employees. They give them bonuses, and they give them high salaries. This was in 1970. I still remember this right before I went into the Marines. I still remember her saying that in that class.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Well, so for instance, you can go in and get the 990s of any hospital and find out where the money goes and stuff. For instance, Mercy is profitable. To their great credit, they are profitable. Their other small hospitals are not necessarily profitable, and they struggle on a regular basis. The purpose of a large organization that is not for profit is to spread from the ones that are making money to the ones that are not for the benefit of the whole. I mean, that's what you do. That's why you have big corporations and stuff. But I will give you an example, and this is the only time I'll ever mention this. When I was with Shasta Regional, our company took over St. Mary's in Reno. Mm-hmm. And Reno had been run by Dignity, or actually at that time Catholic Healthcare West, and had lost $26 million in the prior year. The first month that we took over, it broke even. And it broke even because the first thing we did is we didn't have to pay what was then $23 million a year to Catholic Healthcare West for their administrative fee. See, there's an administrative fee that each of these hospitals pays to Chicago.
Oh.
You know, so that's part of their budget, and it's one of the costs. And not that it's bad, but it's there, and it exists, and it pays those salaries up in Chicago and other places where they have a superstructure. You know, and all big companies have those. Whether they're for-profit or not-for-profit, they have a superstructure. It's got to be paid for. And you have to decide whether or not you're getting value from those.
$11 million to $33
million. Yeah. That's his retirement package. I mean, so there was some roll-up stuff, just like with the public employees here, you know, the same kind of thing.
So he retired on a $33 million package?
Yeah. That was his last pay. Yeah.
Damn.
And that was netted up. I mean,
every so often I think about my face is in the dirt and somebody's shooting at us. And you haven't had a shower or a bath in 10 days because there's been no water. I mean, you think about this every so often and think, that's what I was doing in my formative years instead of learning how to be an executive at a nonprofit.
Yeah, executive at a nonprofit, yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm with Randall Hempling, and we're talking about the fact that Partnership Health Plan, which is a managed care, it provides help for 60,000 people.
In Shasta County.
In Shasta County.
Yeah. And when you come back, I do want to really emphasize that the people are not going to be denied care. No one's going to be denied care. No one's going to lose their ability to get care.
That's a big thing, but that the umbrella agency for Dignity Health is they have not signed a contract. So starting May 1st, they're going to start moving everybody that was in that health care plan from the doctors they have now and give them a choice of other facilities.
Yeah, they'll have a choice. If they don't exercise that choice, they will be assigned to a doctor.
Okay.
So no one gets skipped.
We'll be right back.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention, foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouthwatering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Radio here. This is after Sheriff Mike Johnson told us, being down on the border, everything he saw. I have not seen Mike Johnson get upset about a lot of things. But he was talking about what he saw on the border when he was down there for 3 days with all the rest of the sheriffs, and the rest of the sheriffs seeing this, riding around with the head of the Border Patrol down there, and the things he saw, and he was livid about it, and I don't blame him. And but that's not what we're talking about today. Hey, Cool April Night is kicking off tomorrow. They're going to have a Springfest car and bike show between 4 and 8:30. It's the third year downtown, and it's going to be right here, right down the street here from us. Tomorrow, and then on Saturday, Lithia Chevrolet Show and Shine, Country Bowl Show and Shine, Sunday, Kent's Meats Show and Shine. Oh gosh, it just goes on and on and on. And there's gonna be a lot of great things happening. And of course it culminates down here next Friday with the big cruise, and then over at the Civic with their big car show there. But it's got drive-in movie night, cornhole tournaments, and of course Friday the 26th, the Cool Night Cruise. So it starts tomorrow in the tomorrow in the downtown promenade with the Springfest Car and Bike Show. So
yeah,
geez, So I'm going to guarantee roundup and all this going.
I'm going to guarantee good weather through the entire.
Well,
thing.
I have already said that through.
The, oh, you did? Oh,
I thought no, I just said through next Wednesday. I just through next Wednesday. You can guarantee it all the way right, through next weekend.
Oh, well, I'll guarantee through next Wednesday.
I'm here with Randall Hemplin, and we're talking about how Partnership Health Plan, which is takes care of 60,000 people just in Shasta County,
yeah,
has not signed the contract with Dignity. Not because Dignity especially didn't want to sign it. It's because their higher-ups in Chicago wanted a 90%
and there's
increase.
Something, there's something I really need to emphasize here. We have to take care of these 915,000 people.
Right.
And we're,
that's in the northern county, the 24 counties that you all are in charge of.
And
now.
We can't – we get all of our money from the state and fed in the form – in Medi-Cal monies.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not going to jeopardize the entire – system to provide the monies that one entity believes that they need. And the reason I say that is we've got small hospitals out there that are on the brink of bankruptcy, the brink of closure, and we're able now to help them, you know, keep afloat and do these things. If we do a contract like this with Dignity or any other single provider, it jeopardizes the whole system. So we're not just talking about Dignity and the 32,000 people that are assigned to them right now. We're talking about 915,000 people and their well-being. And that's our position. And we're not going to do it. We're just flat not going to go overboard with one particular provider. We don't care who it is because we can't. We just flat can't do it.
Well, we can't.
We would not be keeping our fiduciary responsibility or our, I mean, it's just,
people, though, are not going to lose their health care. It just means that you can't, you're not going to be using Dignity or any of the ones.
But
that
they can. They can go to Dignity. You can go to the hospital. Dignity will be paid, you know, on a Medi-Cal rate, not what the Medi-Cal rate is significantly lower than ours. It'd be as if they were directly contracted. But we're going to get this thing worked out because they're going to effectively come to their senses.
They're going to blink.
Well, so far, we're the only ones that have blinked.
Uh-huh.
You know, every time we submit a proposal, they come back and say no, 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 and it put us in the position of effectively negotiating with ourselves. You know, we'd send them something, and then we'd modify our own agreement. And we're going, wait a minute, that's not how you do. That's not how you negotiate. So, at right now, it's in a kind of a cooling off period, and we're waiting for them to see the light, as it were.
They're probably waiting to see how much more they can pay their employees.
They may not. You know.
Oh, you're only going to make $33 million this year. Yeah, you're not going to make 30 or make 43.
That's an anecdote I love to use when talking about things like this. But it's not. Once again, it's not related to the people here. It's not related to Mercy or the people at any of their hospitals or clinics. They're good people.
I'm always interested in salaries people make because people will pull up stuff and say, "Oh, this person makes this much money," and then you take a look at it and say, "Really, they make well that includes health care." In the military, we used to get this thing once a year that told us, "This is really how much money you make."
Yeah.
Even though that it doesn't go into our paychecks, they'd add in the commissary, the PX, you know, medical.
Yeah, most employers do that now.
And all these, and they'll just say, "This is the value you get every year." And it was interesting. I mean, you didn't, you know, if you were on a base.
Well, that's a three hots.
If you were on a base, that's.
Did they write three hots and a cot on there?
If you were on a base, yeah, you had all that. But if you were in other areas, you didn't get that. You might have gotten more money for housing, which you would, but you didn't have a base for PX and you didn't have a hospital and all that. But they would put this and say, really, you make this much in cash, but really your total compensation is this.
Yeah.
That was interesting to see. Okay, we've got like 3 minutes left. So people need to hear what?
Okay, the first thing that they need to know, again, is that no one's going to lose their health care. Now, there are going to be people that are going to be confused. We sent this letter out the 1st of March saying that this was going to end 1st of April and that all these changes would come 1st of May. Well, the first thing people do when they get a notice like that, because they've gotten that notice before, because we've been through this with Dignity before.
Okay.
And they throw it away. They go, they'll get it settled. Well, it didn't. So then we sent out a second notice and saying, you're no longer contracted. And half of them are just, you know, until it affects them, until they need to go to the doctor, they don't think about it, throw it away. Now they're getting a full packet with a whole new card and everything. Yeah. And they need to pay attention to that, you know, so that they know, you know, what their options are and things. But the key thing is, if you're sick, you go. You go to the, wherever you can get into that take, that accepts Medi-Cal. And most of them, they still have to take it. And the hospital cannot deny you care. I mean, you go to the emergency room, you're going to get care.
Yeah.
Period. They can't even ask you if you're insured when you go
in.
They
can't even ask you if you're a citizen.
No, they just got to take care of people.
Right.
Just take care of the folks that need help. So that's the first thing to remember in this. Second, it's our firm belief that everybody's going to come to their senses and we'll get this thing worked through so that we can go forward. Now, we're not going to do a one-year contract because that's ridiculous because we just start right on the same thing. But it's going to be a multi-year contract that's fair to other people and fair to them as well. Which reminds me, when Common Spirit took over, they had to guarantee that they would be contracted with us and other plans in the state for a period of 3 years. And we could have said, okay, we're just going to flatten the rates. You have to be contracted, so you're screwed. We raised them 17% and 21% during those years that we did not have to do because we value their partnership. So now,
I'll retire someday. I'm not sure when.
Then you'll have to find something else to do because if you stop, you die. The plan.
No, that's God's plan.
So don't stop.
I might begin starting colts. Young horses, and so that's just what I need.
Yeah, I see you out in a circle with a rope and a little long whip, and just, you know, being that kind of cowboy.
Yeah,
not breaking them.
Not breaking myself.
Yeah,
that's the big thing.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Hey, tomorrow House Realty joins us, and we've got Cool April Nights.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.